Exclusive, Kash Patel. No coincidence Donald Trump drew most partisan J6 judge. By Wendell Hasebo on August 4, 2023. It is not a coincidence that former President Donald Trump drew a biased judge to oversee his 2020 election case relating to the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, Kash Patel exclusively told Breitbart News. Appointed to the bench by the Obama administration in 2014, U.S. District Judge Tanya S. Chutkan will oversee the 2020 election case against Trump. Chutkan previously worked in litigation and white-collar criminal defense at Boies, Schiller, and Flexner, where Hunter Biden and Chutkan were colleagues for 5 years. During her tenure as a judge, she also oversaw an important case regarding the Russia hoax. I don't believe for 1 second it's a coincidence that in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump drew the most partisan, biased judge who is incapable of being fair and neutral, said Patel, who is a former House Intelligence Committee aide and principal deputy at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI. Patel argues Chutkan is a partisan judge and has no credibility to oversee Trump's case after she recused herself from overseeing an ongoing case concerning Trump and the Russia hoax in November 2017. If you're a judge, and you represented one of the parties or your firm represented one of the parties before you, it's an automatic recusal, full stop, he said. After Trump won the 2016 election, the House Intelligence Committee subpoenaed bank records to ascertain who reportedly paid $168,000 for the Steele dossier about Trump. The committee wanted to discover who funded the vehicle the FBI used to receive permission to spy on Donald Trump. In turn, the Democrat-aligned disinformation firm Fusion GPS filed suit to block the release of bank records that linked Fusion GPS's funds to the Steele dossier. Judge Chutkan was involved in the lawsuit, Patel recalled, ultimately leading to her recusal from the case. The court case was assigned to Judge Chutkan, Patel said. And we litigated the case for approximately 1 month. We filed motions. We included all the parties' Fusion GPS perspective individuals that targeted the DNC, the Hillary campaign, individual people. And after about a month of all that heavy litigation, she just shuts down on her own, recuses herself, Patel said. She didn't file an order justifying it. She just does it. Then we find out after that Judge Chutkan was an attorney at Boies, Schiller, where she worked as a counsel with Hunter Biden, Patel said. Those were red flags. Related, very sad day for America. Trump slams persecution following arraignment. Why would she recuse from Russiagate? Well, it's because Boies, Schiller, under her tenureship, represented Fusion GPS, the very firm that was suing us before her, court, he continued. She knew that when we filed the lawsuit, because it was Fusion who brought the lawsuit, and she allowed it to be litigated in front of her already, violating the canons of ethics and the rule of law about maintaining neutrality. She cannot be fair, based on her prior employment at a law firm that has literally been one of the most corrupt legal con artists for the Democrat National Party, and the Hillary Clinton campaign, Patel said. All of which was to get Trump during Russiagate and the Steele dossier, all of it ran through her. Breitbart News asked Patel how Chutkan was selected to oversee the Trump case. He replied the process operates on a systematic rotation, dubbed the wheel. Basically, however many judges are in the district, everybody's name is on there, and it's like tick, 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 he described it. Every time a case comes in, you get the next one and so forth. That's how it's supposed to work, Patel said with emphasis. Related, Trump lawyer, this is election interference. This is the Biden political lawfare. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.